Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Fred Flights, my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs, who has been a very, very valuable contributor to the public policy debate in that capacity, but also to our national security in a series of important positions he held over the years in the United States government, including as a Central Intelligence Agency analyst for about 20 years, as the chief of staff to Ambassador John Bolton in the State Department, and as a professional staff member of the House Intelligence Committee. He is the author of Obama Bomb, A Dangerous and Growing National Security Fraud. Fred, good to have you back. Welcome.
Good to be here, Frank.
You've been writing of late about a couple of things that are of particular interest to us. One is the question of what Donald Trump should do about North Korea. You have been warning for many years in your various incarnations about the inexorable march of that regime towards the day that's now at hand, which is that it has the capability to actually use nuclear weapons against the United States delivered over long ranges, presumably by ballistic missiles.
Well, some people think that the North Korean nuclear program, the threat has been overrated because it's just to extract concessions from the U.S. and for regime survival. But I don't think that argument stands any longer. I think we have to realize that there is an aggressive purpose of this arsenal, and it will be used one day, and that if it continues on its current trajectory, there will be war, there will be conflict. And that's why I'm counseling, and there are others who are coming out saying this too, it is crucial that this president not kick this problem down the road like previous presidents and take aggressive action. I don't necessarily mean military action. We can get to that later. But take as aggressive action as possible to get this resolved. And I think that this action has to start by putting a fairly extreme pressure on North Korea that also pressures China and makes its support of North Korea untenable.
And specifically, do you have in mind a certain set of actions against, for example, the Chinese banks, perhaps as a means of getting leverage on both them and on the North Koreans?
Yes, I favor sanctions on Chinese banks. I also favor sanctions that China has been vetoing against North Korea for the past 25 years, such as stopping North Korean ships at sea and searching them, not just searching them when the ships happen to come into a port. I'm talking about shooting down North Korean missiles that leave North Korean territory. I think there should be pretty strict sanctions, not just on Chinese banks, but denying North Korea access to global finance. And we have to do things that change the security calculus in Asia. Much stronger missile defenses, which China is going to hate, and there has to be a significant increase in the nuclear deterrent in the region, including returning nuclear weapons to South Korea, which were removed by the George H.W. Bush administration in 1991. We need to do things so China realizes that its support for North Korea is creating a security situation that China is not going to want to tolerate.
Fred, just quickly on one of those, I spoke of this the other day with another of our guests and was discouraged from talking about this. I think it was the Proliferation Security Initiative that you worked with Ambassador Bolton in the Bush administration, and the opportunity that it might afford us to stop North Korean vessels on the high seas, as you say. Give us a sense of the legal inhibitions on doing that, especially if the Chinese are likely to be displeased.
Well, the Proliferation Security Initiative is a way we should go around the United Nations to put sanctions against North Korea that China has been vetoing, China and Russia. So we definitely have to do that. There's over 100 nations in it. We have been leading it. It fell into abeyance under Obama. Let's do that. The State Department determined during the George W. Bush administration that we could not stop ships at sea. That was a bad decision. It was made by careerists who did not like President Bush. Frankly, I think we have to make it clear that because of the dire threat from North Korea, we are going to do this. And this was a close call during the George W. Bush administration. The call was wrong, and I think this is something we definitely have to start doing.
Yeah. National security depends on it. I think there's no question about it, given the nature of the North Korean regime and the fact, as you know so well, Fred Flights, that one of their very few cash crops for export are weapons. And their collaboration with the Iranians, the Chinese and others, Russia's, makes this a very, very perilous problem indeed. Let me ask you, speaking of China, Fred, the Washington Free Beacon and the Washington Times, under the byline of our friend Bill Gertz, reported earlier this week that there are now some 25,000 Chinese espionage agents, spies, perhaps another 10,000 that are part of their larger apparatus. And that doesn't take into account, I think, the number of students and Confucius Institute personnel and so on. As a career intelligence professional, Fred Flights, I wanted to get your sense of what the magnitude of that is in terms of a counterintelligence problem for this country.
I think it's a severe problem. That story didn't surprise me. I think China has a very aggressive foreign intelligence operation targeting our economy, our security, our power grid, our infrastructure. I think this has been going on for a long time. It is not a new discovery. It is not simply a threat to the United States. This is also a big problem in Europe and in Japan. It is an enormous problem. And I think countering is going to be extremely difficult. I think that, let me give you a short story. I once visited a nuclear lab in New Mexico, and one of the staffers there had a badge while we were being talked, where we were discussing sensitive W&D technology. Citizen of India. There were also citizens of China at this lab. And I think we really have to do a lot to protect our security from China abusing access to this country to infiltrate it with intelligence agents.
Yeah, I remember a former Secretary of Energy, a notorious individual, Hazel O'Leary, once being very concerned that if we actually gave badges to those Chinese nationals and the like at the national laboratories that suggested they were going to be treated differently than Americans, that might give offense to them. I mean, the whole thing is just incredibly screwed up. Hey, Fred, let me ask you about something else quickly. I know you have been tracking the various developments, the to-ing and fro-ing, I guess is the charitable way to describe it, in the Trump administration over what to do about the deal, the Obama bomb deal, as you described it in your terrific book. What is the latest on certification of compliance with that deal by the Iranians?
Well, there was recently a letter sent by Senator Rubio and Cruz and two other senators urging the Trump administration not to declare Iran in compliance with the nuclear deal by the next 90-day deadline of due to Congress on July 17th. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I know conservatives are making it clear the president has to live up to his campaign promise to substantially renegotiate or kill this agreement. And there are people who support the agreement. They are also lining up, trying to get the president not to pull out or to say he'll renegotiate it. Europe is pressuring him. I am hoping the administration will do the right thing. And by the 17th or sometime this month, make it clear this treaty is not, or not a treaty. This agreement is not in the interest of the United States, and we're going to kill it and renegotiate it.
Yeah, you could actually say not even this agreement, because after all, an agreement suggests that there was something written down that is signed by the parties. And that, of course, is not true of the Obama bomb deal. Fred Flights, thank you so much for your time today, as well as for the incredible expertise you bring to all of these topics. Please follow Fred Flights' terrific work at National Review Online and Newsmax, and, of course, at the Center for Security Policy as well, securefreedom.org. Fred, keep it up and come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.